Om Shanti. 30th September 2019, Monday. The essence from today's Sagar Murli. Sweet children, to follow Srimad constantly is the elevated effort. When you follow Srimad, the lamp of the soul is ignited. Sweet children, to follow Srimad constantly is the elevated effort. When you follow Srimad, the lamp of the soul is ignited. There is hardly any murli where you do not hear the word Srimad. What is Srimad? Srimad is the opinion. Srimad means opinion. Srimad means directions, rules and regulations. Srimad means divine dictates or divine commandments. Just as you have got Moses, 10 commandments of Moses in Jewish religion. Srimad means order or ordinance, even higher than that. Then Srimad means advice of God. Srimad means method, the right method. Srimad means path, the right path, the righteous path, the correct path, the way. Srimad means Gyan. Srimad means Gyan. Srimad means understanding. Srimad means, what is Srimad? So, Srimad is the secret. Srimad is the divine principle. Srimad are the tenets, ethics, dogmas. Srimad means spiritual disciplines, spiritual etiquettes, decorum. Srimad means spiritual decorum, spiritual etiquettes. Srimad means spiritual manners. So, Srimad can be described, understood, interpreted in different ways, different manners. And whatever Srimad, whatever opinion, whatever order, whatever advice, whatever piece of advice God gives, that is interpreted in different manners. Because when He speaks, they are very high opinion, and sometimes it's not possible to understand them. If 10 people hear one Srimad, they might interpret that Srimad in 10 different manners. Just as you have got Bhagavad Gita in the path of devotion. That is the only scriptures with so many commentaries by so many scholars, people, mystics, philosophers, religious people down the ages. So, in the similar manner, if 10 Brahmins hear one thing, they might interpret the same thing in 10 different manners. That depends on how pure the intellect is, how much one can capture the Srimad as it is, unadulterated, unpolluted. So it depends upon the capacity of the container. How do we accept, how do we understand, how do we grasp Srimad? So, Baba is saying, follow Srimad constantly. And this is the only elevated effort. Srimad is the spiritual dictionary, the divine dictionary. It's the Bible for Brahmins. It's a divine formula. So, if this institution is a hospital or an asylum, then Srimad is the treatment which is given here. if this institution, if this yajna is the organization, then Srimat are the rules which are followed in this organization. If this institution is the beauty parlor, if this institution is the beauty parlor, Srimat is the decoration path. If this institution is the divine boat, then Srimat is the life jacket that protects you from falling down. If this institution is the de-addiction center, then Srimat is the therapy which is given to the addicts to get de-addicted. Just as you go to de-addiction centers like Alcoholic Anonymous or like that, many institutions are there in the world, rehab centers, so there they give therapy. So Srimat is the therapy which is given here. And if this institution is a family, this is Parivar, then Srimat are the etiquettes, the manners which are taught in this Parivar. If this institution is a gymnasium, spiritual gymnasium, then Srimat is the tonic which is given to make you strong, healthy, robust. Srimat is something, some tonic that strengthens the muscles of soul, soul muscles. If this institution is the godly satsang, then Srimat is the music. Srimat is the song which is sung here. If this institution is a satsang, Srimat is the dance which is taught over here. And if Srimat, if this institution is the GPS of the world, that is global positioning system, this is God's positioning system, then Srimat is the tower which is standing here and which shows path. If this institution is the garden of Allah, then Srimat is the glass of fragrance. If this institution is the jewelry shop, then Srimat is the what is Srimat? Diamonds or the philosopher's stone. Philosopher's stone, Paras Mani. It turns a stone into a diamond. Philosopher into gold, whatever you call it. If this institution is the laboratory of God, divine lab, spiritual lab, then Srimat is the chemical or the alchemy which is used here. And God is the divine alchemist. If this institution is the lighthouse and the might house of the world, then Srimat is the light and Srimat is the power. If this institution is a college, engineering college or medical college, then Srimat is the study. Srimat is the study. Srimat is the study. If this institution is yajna, sacrificial fire, then Srimat is the what is used in sacrificial fires? Certain mantras. You know, so many things they use to put into that fire. So Srimat is that. All the paraphernalia which are used for this. If this institution is the unlimited laundry, then Srimat is the detergent or soap. If this institution is an unlimited airport, then Srimat is that flight, plane that takes you above. If this institution is the unlimited mine, then Srimat is that treasure. If this institution is the unlimited post office, then Srimat is that letter that takes you to the kingdom of God. So, multiple comparisons can be made. So, Baba is saying, sweet children, to follow Srimat constantly is the elevated effort. And when you follow Srimat, what happens? The lamp of the soul is ignited. So when you follow Srimat, what happens? Soul is ignited. When you follow Srimat, what happens? You become intense effort maker. When you follow Srimat, you, what happens? Awareness, mindfulness, watchfulness, attention, concentration, lifestyle becomes easy. The stress, the tension, the worry, the burden, everything is gone. So when you follow Srimat, there is a sense of deep satisfaction within the heart. When you follow Srimat, there is no guilt consciousness, there is no sorrow, there is no repentance for having done something wrong. And when you follow Srimat, the greatest thing is no time wasting. Srimat is the rope. It ties the one who gives the Srimat. Okay. So Srimat helps you in maintaining balance. Srimat is something that brings about equipoise, equilibrium, stability in life. Srimat is something that makes you walk on the right path. So you are all wandering, going into the lanes is no more there. You are always walking on the highway. It's a thread that takes you. Okay, so it's a thread also. Then Srimat helps you in what? It avoids confusion. In yesterday's Avyakta Murli Baba said, Sangam Yuk confluence age is the age of pleasure, happiness, enjoyment, entertainment, while the Kali Yuga, while the Iron Age is the age of confusion, sorrow, suffering, misery. So if you are confused, probably you have put your step into the Kali Yuga. Srimat is the weapon, is the armor, is the sword with which you can fight Maya. And when you are on Srimat, you automatically remain very strong. Otherwise, you always have that feeling that somewhere something is going wrong. So Srimat is the fort. It's a fort, it's a fortress, citadel. When you remain within the four walls of this citadel, this fort, this fortress, you remain protected from the onslaughts of Maya. So Srimat is something which is the divine opinion. And Srimat is not just about words. It's not about do's and don'ts. It's not about rules and regulations. It's not just about maryadas. Srimat is the depth of Gyan. And to understand Srimat, one must enter into the depth of Gyan. Just to swim, to think is to swim, and to churn is to get drowned. To think about knowledge, it is to swim, but to churn the knowledge, this is known as getting drowned in this knowledge. This is the glass. This guru of Vivekananda had asked him, what you would like to do? Suppose this is a glass, and would you like to get drowned in it? Or would you like to move on the brim? Suppose this glass is made up of nectar, what you would like to do? Would you like to move to remain here, or would like to get drowned? So he said, I would like to move here, because I don't want to get drowned, otherwise I'll die. But the master said, This is the glass of the nectar, eternity. You will never get drowned in it. So don't stay here. Get drowned. Go into the depth. So, Srimad is something which you understand only when you churn knowledge deeply. Srimad is not that somebody hands you some folders, some pamphlets, some written rules which remain hung on the walls for ages, gathering dust. Srimad, for understanding Srimad, what things are necessary? Common. Srimad is common sense, is the divine sense. You had become senseless, so God has given us divine sense, so it's a common sense, which is so uncommon. So, in order to understand Srimad, now tell me what one should do. For example, there is a Srimad that you should do Amrit Vela. There is a Srimad that after Amrit Vela you should not go off to sleep. There is a Srimad that you must have powerful Amrit Vela after Amrit Vela. Don't go off to sleep. Murli, churning of Murli, traffic control, food, offering bhog, karma yoga, relationships, evening yoga, night churning, method of sleep. So these are all the different set of Srimads. Understanding Srimad, what you need? Srimad is knowledge. So what is needed to understand? So churning, deep churning is needed to understand Srimad. Without churning you can't understand Srimad. Otherwise it will be just a sentence which you already know. Every thief knows that one should not steal. Every terrorist knows that one should not kill. They know, understand, they do understand the meaning of the word jihad. But the understanding is perverted. So for understanding Srimad, what is needed is churning. Second, for understanding Srimad, discussion. What is needed is discussion, sharing of knowledge. Without discussing, you can't understand this knowledge. For understanding Srimad, you need broad reading. You need to increase your readings. Read vast. For understanding Srimad, you need brainstorming. What is brainstorming? 3 people sit together, 10 people sit together, and they put one thing and everybody will discuss it out. Not just discussion, but it is challenging it, throwing ideas and coming out with something creative. So that is what is needed for understanding. Intense brainstorming is needed to understand Srimad. Or you can even say, I will say debate. You need certain debate. 2 groups, which we have done here multiple times. One group here, one group here. And debate. So that you can understand Srimad. So what is needed is brainstorming and debate. What else? For understanding Srimad, you need to listen. Listen what? Different classes, old classes, or classes on Srimad, what others have said about Srimad. One is what God has said, that is Srimad, but there are certain seniors of this yajna who have spent long time in this yajna. So their opinion is very important. So listening classes is needed to understand Srimad. What else? How do we understand Srimad? You need 2 more things. Silence and solitude. Without this, you can't understand. Though Srimad is a group of words, it's a conglomeration of sentences, but in order to understand Srimad, You have to transcend the kingdom of words and enter into the kingdom of silence. You have to leave the kingdom of crowd and enter into the kingdom of solitude. So without silence and without solitude, you can't understand Srimad. Then for understanding Srimad, you need a very elevated stage. Sitting there, you understand Srimad. Sitting down, you cannot understand Srimad. Because wherever speaker is sitting, you need to sit there only. If the speaker is sitting here, an audience is here, speaker is speaking from here, throwing bombastic words, audience cannot understand because their stage is down. If the speaker is here, audience must rise to this level. When both are at the same intensity, same waveform, same wavelength, same frequency, both are operating at the same level of oscillation, vibrations, then only you can understand Srimad. So an elevated stage is needed to understand elevated versions, golden versions of God. So for understanding Srimad, you need so many things. Without this, you cannot understand Srimad. And understanding Srimad, one more thing, repetition. You have to keep on repeating. It's part. It's not one day game, one time game. Multiple times, multiple revisions, multiple readings, multiple revisions, multiple discussions, multiple sharing, multiple brainstorming, multiple listening, n number of times. You have to keep on doing it. So persistence, perseverance, consistency in doing all this effort is what makes you understand what Srimad is. Without this, you cannot understand Srimad. Because Srimad is so mysterious, esoteric, is to demystify the mystery. This is, Srimad is a puzzle, conundrum. And you have to enter depth to understand it. So today's version, sweet children, to follow Srimad constantly is the elevated effort. When you follow Srimad, what happens? The lamp of the soul is ignited. Right now, the lamp is extinguished. So you have to reignite, rekindle this light of the soul by understanding Srimad. So increase the timings of reading, listening, discussing, teaching. Even by teaching Srimad, you are forced. When you teach others, stay happy. How can you remain unhappy? When you teach others, stay disciplined. You cannot remain very lazy and without any discipline. When you teach others that you should have self-control, automatically you have to follow it. So you are forced. So Srimad, by teaching, by learning, by understanding, by reading, by discussing, by sharing, by brainstorming, by going in solitude, by going in silence, by going in the company of nature, by elevating one stage, that you understand. If you don't follow, others will teach you. So Srimad is such a beautiful thing, a beautiful word that has come here in every Murli. Om Shanti.